Yes, that's fine. So, if we could just start off with how you first came across the Moroishma family. How did it happen?
Well, as a matter of fact, it was at the end, or after the First World War. I had, because my father was in the army, I was the eldest of four girls, and I had turned two and did sort of a rather peculiar sort of war work. I was a carrier's assistant, if you know what that is.
Is that in ambulance work?
No. It's a man who, they don't do it now, who lived in these villages.
Oh, I see. And would go
to the nearest town, go around the village and collect up his orders, go to the town and bring back and anything anybody wanted, charging them a penny or tuppence. Well, I worked for a local man who was desperate for help. He and his wife couldn't cope. And I went that I could stay with my mother. And I don't know how it happened. I've always been thankful that it did. But somebody said to me one day, I'd hopes of going into the teaching profession, but because of my father being in the army, it was impossible. And I was looking around to find something interesting. I'd liked people, and this other work helped, you know, I've met people. And then one day somebody said to me, do you know the Ashmans who live at Park Farm? So I said, no. And they said, well, Mrs. Ashman evidently is away from home quite a bit, but she wants somebody trustworthy, I was about 19 at the time, to look after two children. I think you'd have to take them sort of fully while she was away speaking, and also give a hand, you know, round what was wanted. So I went over to see her. Donald, I suppose, was about three, and Margaret was born in the May, and I went in January, just after Christmas. And funnily enough, we found a trail that we'd met before, because Mrs. Ashman used to use the carrier's van to go to Reading and take the children, and she thought I was something totally different. Anyway, he settled and I went. I had in a way it was hard, because I was a youngster really with two
children. Had you actually brought up your younger sisters or something, your younger children?
No,
Did you know about bringing up children?
No, no. Whether Mrs. Ashman and I just took to one another, I don't know, but she always spoke very, very kindly, you know, and, well, we had a happy time. She used to be with the children as much as she could, and I remember the pram that she had specially made for them. It was a big grey pram. Miles I pushed it to take the children about, and when she had her visitors from Scotland, they were taken to Oxford, of course, which meant that she would have to go down to Hermitage Station to catch the train. Well, she lived in a little farmyard house away over in the hills there, and it meant walking to Hermitage Station, pushing the pram, and taking her friends with her. Oh, we walked from Newbury many, many times with children in the pram. And eventually life worked into a sort of a pattern. She was away sometimes 6 weeks, during which I had the full control of the children. And then she'd come home and I'd be away, you know, if I wanted to go anywhere, go off. Off I went, sort of thing, and it worked.
So you didn't really have full of fixed hours, you had just had the responsibility of looking
after. When she was there, I came home to my own family. I got about nine, I suppose, and came home about five, that sort of thing. And then when she was away, I definitely was there.
Mm. So really it was quite a responsibility for someone aged sort of 19 or so to take.
Yes, it was. Yes, and I suppose I liked children, I don't know. But I sort of taught them their first lessons, their letters, really, and their what have you.
Because it's something just doesn't happen now at all.
No. And of course, I, being young, I learned to play with them as well as look after them. I don't know if Margaret has told you, but the thing about her mother was that as a child, she always wanted to run barefooted. Has Margaret told you this?
Yes, I've heard a bit of that about yes.
And of course, she couldn't because her parents wouldn't allow, but Margaret and Donald both grew up. And I have very, very vivid pictures of walking down the lane to meet Donald. He started school, the little dame school in Tatra. And I met him coming up in all the glory of his first sailor suit. White socks and black shoes and Donald's face. Dorothy. And the same with Margaret when she started in Aldermaston. She came home with them in her hand. She just could not walk with them.
Yes, she'd been so used to it.
It must have been really painful. Mm. But it was one of Mrs. Ashman's ideas.
Mm.
And